at the end of this conference, they handed out little candles to each man to light and sing together this little light of mine.
当整个这个聚会快结束的时候呢，现场呢，向每一个这个弟兄们呢，给了一支的这个这个蜡烛，要我们彼此来点燃，而且同时呢，大家是唱着这个，虽然我是小小的光。
If you've been around the church much, you might recognize that's a children's song. So it took quite a bit of encouragement to get some of us to sing that out loud.
如果你在教会来教会时间够久的话，你会知道他们唱的这首歌呢，是一首儿童的这个诗歌，所以呢，对我们成年的这个大男人来讲呢，要唱这么一首大声唱这么一首儿童的诗歌呢，实在是有点困难的。
But the points of the speaker and the Bible verses he shared were so good it didn't matter. We joyfully sang that out loud, and I hope our time together will touch a similar spark in you to shine even brighter for Jesus.
但是因为讲员讲到的这个重点和这个圣经的这个这个经文呢非常的打动了人心，所以呢被这个唱这首儿歌呢并不影响我们，相反的呢我们每一个人能够大声而且非常高兴的来唱着这首虽然我是小小的光。我希望我们今天在座的各位呢也同样能够被这个讯息来打动让我们一起来把耶稣基督的光来照得更亮。
The big picture for today is that God does work within us. We will bear good fruit and shine as God's full lights in the world.
今天我们要和大家一起来分享的一个大图画呢是神借着神的话语在我们心里面来工作，我们就会结出美好的这个果子，而且会把这个福音的这个光呢向全世界来照亮。
To present this picture, I want to use 5 facts about God and His final plan. These 5 facts are rooted in His revealed word and the assurance that Christians who have placed their faith in Christ have this from the Holy Spirit.
为了要展现我们今天的这个大图画呢，我选择了使用五个上帝的这个真实和他最后的这个计划呢来展现。那这五个上帝的这个真实呢，都是根源于他所启示的这个话语和我们每一个把信心放在耶稣身上的这个基督徒，我们透过圣灵同时来确认的。
Before we get started, let me give you a little disclaimer on the use of the word fact. That word is not used to agree with scientists or politicians. Even though I have God's revealed word, I can't prove his facts to anyone's heart. Only God can do that.
在我开始今天这个分享之前呢，那我需要对我今天所讲的这个话语里头的这个真实呢，我要会对我自己来做这个来负责。这个字呢在这里并不是用来符合任何一个科学或者一个政治家他们的理念。相反的呢我纵使呢我能够我有上帝的这个启示的这个话语，那但是呢我没有办法向在座各位来保证。 那只有上帝他才能做这样的事。
So I can only use the term facts to agree with God, the creator of the universe, and I hope that's good enough for you.
我只能用这个真实来符合上帝的这个心意他也就是那位创造宇宙的万物的宇宙万物的主宰我希望呢这样的解释对大家来讲是能够接受的。
Remember in Genesis it tells us the earth was formless and empty and darkness covered the deep waters. Then Jesus said, let there be light. And there was light. Yes, it was actually Jesus that spoke and said, let there be light.
还记得在创世纪的这个当初说这世界是空虚混沌渊面黑暗的吗然后耶稣说要有光而就有光事实上呢这的确是耶稣说要有光就有光的
So let me give you five facts that I want to cover from these verses in Philippians 2:10 through 18 and with a little help from other verses in God's revealed word
今天呢那我要把这五个上帝的这个真实呢借着在腓立比书二章十到八节和一些其他上帝所启示的这个话语的帮助呢来让大家来说明向大家来说明这五个上帝的真实
Fact one is one day all of mankind past, present and future will recognize Jesus as God of the universe
第一个事实呢就是有一天呢所有的人类不管是过去现在或者未来的人类都将要认主耶稣基督为宇宙万物的神
Fact two is that all those in one worldwide church of God will show evidence of his grace and mercy that has made them into a new creation
第二个事实呢是要透过那在世上唯一的这个神的教会里和的众圣徒和这个众圣徒的这个见证呢那这些众圣徒是在耶稣基督里呢是新造我们是新造的那我们要来一同见证上帝的恩典和他的这个善良
Fact three is that as a child of God, He is working in you for His purpose.
第三个事实呢，我们要讲，身为神的儿女呢，上帝是一直在我们的心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Fact four is that if you are part of the family of God, you have complete unity with others in that family for the purpose of being a shining light in the world.
第四个事实呢是我们作为神家中的一份子呢那我们已经成为照亮世界争光的这个家中我们已经在这个成为照亮世界争光的这个家中我们已经彼此合一了
And fact five is as the family of Christ we do have the word of life which gives us joy and confident hope.
第五个这个事实呢是当我们成为基督家庭的一份子我们的确就有了这个生命的之道这生命之道呢给我们这个喜乐和信心的希望。
So let's read our main verses today, Philippians 2:10 through 18, and then we'll pray together.
那先让我们来一起朗读这段腓立比书第二章第十到十八节然后我们会一起来做一个祷告
Philippians 2:10 through 18 that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father dear friends You always followed my instructions when I was with you, and now that I am away, it's even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to what pleases Him. Do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Hold firmly to the word of life. Then, on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. But I will rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful servant is an offering to God, and I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy.
接下来就让我们一起来朗读这段腓立比书第二章十到十八节。好，请叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，也是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。凡所行的，都不要发怨言，起争论，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的女儿。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀，生命的道表明出来，叫我们在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上，也是喜与你们众人一同喜乐，你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
So looking at these first two verses in Philippians 2:10 and 11, we see fact one is that one day all mankind, past, present, and future, will recognize Jesus as God of the universe.
Are we doing praying?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. 当我们看到腓立比书第二章十到十一节，我们看到了第一个事实，也就是有一天，所有的人类，不管是过去、现在和未来，我们都要认主耶稣为这个宇宙的主宰、宇宙的上帝。
So now let's pray together.
让我们低头做个祷告。
Fathers, we think about this one fact, this amazing fact, is that you are sovereign. All glory and all praise will go to you one day. We pray for that time for others, but we rejoice in that time for ourselves as those that have put their faith in you. So help us to see this as we go through these verses, as we look to you daily. Help us to see more and more that all glory belongs to you and that we are so blessed to be able to enjoy that glory that's in you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I want to start with the underlined fact that that's why everyone on earth should be looking to God for their life now and their eternal life to come.
我想要从用更深层的这个事实来说明，因为这就是我每一个人在世上的每一个人呢，我们都应该在我们的生命当中现在就要来寻求上帝和我们来寻求那即将来的永恒。
This will absolutely come about regardless of whether you agree or what anyone else does on earth. It's not that the world has to wait and see who's going to win, God or Satan.
这绝对是一个不管我们同意与否，或者任何一个人在这个地上的任何一个人在做什么，因为 这不是我们对我们来讲，这不是我们在那边等着来看，究竟是上帝赢呢，还是撒旦魔鬼得胜？
I saw a big smile on your face because you probably heard that someplace, people. Yeah. This will absolutely come about regardless of whatever. God can use and is using His all creation for His purpose. Satan is just a part of His creation. He is and always has been a created angel, but one with a message against God.
上帝呢，可以用任何的这个他的这个创造呢，因着他有他的这个独特的这个目的。撒旦呢，也不过只是上帝的创造其中的一份。撒旦呢，他是一个被创造的这个天使，但是呢，他却是起来带头来对抗神的一位。
So fact is, mankind, past and future, will one day recognize Jesus as the one God of the universe. We see this elsewhere in the New Testament, like Romans 14:11.
所以呢，这样的这个事实呢，不管是现在或者是未来呢，有一天呢，我们都将认知这个耶稣基督呢，他是这个宇宙的这个唯一的这个上帝。我们不管我们可以在新约当中呢很多处可以看到，特别是在罗马书14:11这么说道。
Did you read that in Chinese?
Not yet.
Okay. For the scripture says, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me and every tongue will declare allegiance to God.
罗马书第14:11这么说道，主说，我凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
Now, Paul is simply quoting Isaiah 45:23. This is not something new Paul thought up. God spoke, this about himself to Isaiah.
在这里呢，保罗只不过是拿了这个以赛亚书第45:23-24引用了这些话语，这并对在保罗来讲呢，这不是一个创新的这个事情。上帝呢早已借着以赛亚先知呢来把他启示给以赛亚先知。
Isaiah 45:23, I have sworn by my own name, I have spoken the truth.And I will never go back on my word. Every knee will bend to me. Every tongue will declare allegiance to me. That's God speaking.
以赛亚书45:23-24这么说道，我指着自己起誓，我口所出的话是凭公义，并不返回。万膝必向我跪拜，万口必凭我起誓。
So Jesus will be fully glorified.We say we want to glorify God, but that doesn't mean we make Him more glorious. We can only help others see His glory, hopefully at a time when it will affect their life today and not just in the future on Judgment Day.
耶稣基督总是会被完全的这个得到完全的这个荣耀的。当我们说我们来荣耀上帝的时候，并不是说我们荣耀上帝就可以使上帝更荣耀一些。相反的呢，我们是这样子做呢，是来让其他的人也能够认识到这个上帝的这个荣耀而且这个荣耀呢是能够来影响他们的这个生命希望不要等到这个审判的日子到来，他们才这样做。
Christ is exalted so that every creature may give him reverence, worship, adoration, submit to him, as all will do either freely or forcedly.
耶稣基督被高举呢，在每一个这个万物之上呢， 是因着他的遵从我每一个这个受造之物呢都要来遵从他，都要来敬拜他，来赞美他，来降服于他，不管我们是出于自愿还是被逼迫的。
Of course, as all of those that have put their faith in Jesus as Lord, we cheerfully submit to his commands and instructions. Verse 11 says, as you declare Jesus as Lord, and you do so to the glory of God the Father.
对我每一个相信耶稣基督为主的这个信徒来讲呢，我们是从心里发出这个喜悦来降服在他的这个他的命令和这个指导之下的。就像十一节这边讲到说当我们宣称耶稣基督为主的时候，我们同样的同时候呢，我们也荣耀我们在天上的这个父神。
The very old Vulcan Latin version or translation, I like, it puts it this way. Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of the Father, being in the form of God, of the same nature and essence with Him, and equal to Him, as He will appear to be at His second coming, for then He will come in the glory of His Father.
在非常古老的一个拉丁译本有这么说到，因为主耶稣基督是在上帝天父的荣耀里，这句话，那这句话正说明了不管是在这个本质上，或者是主耶稣基督的这个天性上，他都是和父神是合一的是和父神是等同的。所以呢，当他第二次再来的时候呢，他会带着这个父神的荣耀再来的。
So right now, my knee is too painful to bow on it, physically, but my heart is never too ungrateful or unwilling to bow my heart to him, which is what these verses are really talking about, bowing our heart to him.
现在这个时候呢，我的膝盖是非常的这个疼痛我是真的没有办法来下跪的，但是我的心呢从来不会因为不感恩而不愿意来全心的来向这个我们的神跪拜。这个就是这也是对所有基督徒来讲，我们要用我们的全心来敬拜我们的神。
That's something that all Christians have already done, I hope. And this includes something else we should be quick to do, and that's declare or confess him as Lord to others.
这是我们要向所有的这个所有的这个基督徒呢，我们都应该已经做，或者我们马上就要去做的一件事情，就是来向那些还不认识还没有宣称耶稣基督的人来宣称耶稣基督也是他们的主。
So the rest of these verses 12 through 18 are about the importance of that as we look at fact number two.
也当我们来看这个第二个这个事实的时候呢，那我们知道其他在12到18节其他的这个章节里头呢，也同样是非常重要的。
Fact number two is that all those in the one worldwide church of God show or will show evidence of his grace and mercy that has made them a new creation in Christ.
第二个事实呢，是在这个这个身为这个全球唯一的这个神的教会里这个的成员里头呢，那我们要向这个世人呢来展现来证实这个 上帝他的这个恩典与仁慈呢，因着这个上帝他的恩典与仁慈呢，来创造了这个在基督里呢，创造了我们成为新造的人。
So this command to work out your salvation is a directive to let the new birth in Christ translate into action.
这命令呢，是让这个父神救赎的心意呢，能够在基督里面呢，重新转化成这个行动。
This is actually a command with a continuing emphasis. It means keep on working out to completion, to ultimate fulfillment. You could better say live out your salvation.
这是在强调呢，这是一个持续性的一份的这个工作。他讲到说上帝主耶稣基督持续不断的工作呢，是一直到完成到最极致的这个成就。换句话说呢，我们可以说让我们活出这个救赎的这个生命出来。
First of all, if you have salvation, it's a done deal. It is a fact. It will never be changed. I firmly believe that God's word assures us of that fact many parts of the Bible.
最重要的一件事情呢，如果你已经是得救了，那这是一件既成的事实，是永远不会改变的。我深深的相信呢，上帝的话语在这个整本圣经里头呢，多处的来向我们提出这样的保证。
So live out who you are as a new creation. If you've put your faith in Jesus, then that's what's going to happen.
只要我们相信主耶稣，而且单单相信他呢，那我们就应该能够活出新造的这个样式出来，让
Okay. This is actually a process that the Bible calls sanctification. After the first step of salvation, you are probably familiar with the Chinese proverb that every journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
这个事实呢，是在圣经里头呢，我们是把它称为在我们得救之后呢，那这个不断的这个过程呢，我们称它为成圣的过程。那你也许熟悉这个中国人的一句这个俗语来讲到说呢，千里的行程呢，也是始于踏出这个第一步了。
So that's the idea here. Salvation is the first step, and we grow our sinful habits and lifestyles will be rejected, and a love for Christ and for others will be growing. This is the direction we're headed in.
这里所讲的是讲呢，救赎呢不过是第一步。当我们把过去的这个坏习性和这个罪恶的这个生活形态来除去的时候，那接下来呢，我们用基督和他人的这个爱呢，在我们心里面慢慢的来成长。
We already are a new creation, but are not yet completely rid of the old. We already have eternal life, but are not yet with God in heaven.
我们已经是新造的人，然而呢，我们并不能还没有完全除去我们旧有的这个本性。那我们虽然有了永生呢，但是我们还没有和神一起在天上了。
We already are forgiven, but not yet perfected, which will be made possible only through His grace and dependence on Him. Still, we have the encouragement that comes from Paul in Philippians 1:6.
我们虽然已经被原谅， 但是我们还不是完全的完全人。这样子呢，这样子说来呢，我们只有借着这个耶稣基督的恩典和不断的依赖他呢，我们才有可能成为更好。一直到我相信我们在腓立比书，保罗在腓立比书一章六节保罗用这段话来鼓励我们。
Philippians 1:6, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns.
保罗在腓立比书第一章第六节这么说道，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督来的日子。
So this verse to work out the salvation is misused occasionally, as if you're working for your salvation, which nothing could be further from that fact. We'll see that in a few minutes as we look at verse 13 of Philippians 2.
这以上的这个经文呢，常常的时候有时候呢，会被误用成会被误用就像好像好像你是靠着你自己的努力来得到救赎。事实上呢事实上那若是靠着我们自己那是一点进展都没有的。我们将会看接下来在第十三节这边我们可以看到。
Maybe the problem is for some, it says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. This is a very good verse, but it's often quoted wrongly. What does it mean?
也许我们常也会听到说在当我们在努力成圣的过程当中，我们用的这个敬畏和战兢的心来走完这个成圣的过程。这段经文也常常的被拿来引用这是一段非常非常意义深远的一段经文。但是它究竟是怎么解释呢？
Fear of God is one of the most misunderstood concepts of God. There are over 100 verses concerning the fear of the Lord.And they're all very positive. And I'm going to just name 5 quickly.
敬畏上帝是一个最容易被人误解的上帝的一句话。在圣经里头呢有超过100个这个句子以上呢讲到说敬畏主这件事情。但是而且他们都是非常讲到非常的正面的这个意义，让我简单的举出其中的五样来和大家来分享。
Proverbs 9:10, Fear the Lord is the fountain of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment.
在箴言书第九章第十节这么说道，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Here's one for you ladies.Proverbs 31:30, Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised.
接下来箴言书31章30节，这是为姐妹们为女士们而写的，这么说道，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
Job 28:28, And you know the problems Job had. And this is what he says to all humanity. The fear of the Lord is true wisdom. To forsake evil is real understanding.
约伯记里头，约伯他曾经这么说道，在约伯记的28章28节，他对人说，敬畏主就是智慧，远离恶便是聪明。
Psalm 34:7, For the angel of the Lord is a guard, he surrounds and defends all who fear him.
在诗篇34章7节这个这么说道，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人 四维安营，搭救他们。
Psalm 103:17, but the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him.
在诗篇103:17节这么说到，但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
I call those all very positive. Yeah. The fear and trembling spoken of is consistent with the highest acts of faith, trust, confidence, and joy, as opposed to pride and vain glory.
当我们讲到战惊的对上帝的战惊的时候，那我们是一直在不断的都可以看到，事实上这是最高的对上帝的这个信实相信和这个和这个喜悦，而且呢是完完全全的这个和这个所谓的自傲和这个自己荣耀自己是完全相反的。
Salvation is the most important aspect of our life on earth. God wants us to take Him seriously. That's always been my one-liner for what does that mean, fear of the Lord? Take Him seriously.
救赎呢，是我们在还在活着生命当中里头最重要的一个层面。上帝呢，希望我们把神当神，这也是为什么每次当我讲到关于敬畏上帝的时候这是我第一个首先要强调的。
So we must take God seriously, not only with His shaping of our lives, but with all the promises of how He does this with so much love and goodness. And Romans 2:4 repeats that.
我们必须要把神当神，不仅仅是因为他塑造了我们的生命，而是他怎么样来实现他的这个应许，他给了我们这么多的爱和这个美善，在罗马书2:4重复了这样的一个意念。
Paul has these questions in Romans 2:4. Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that His kindness is intended to turn you from your sin?
罗马书2:4这么说到，还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是要领你悔改呢？
Still, the darkness of the world will try to twist this concept almost like we have a God that is so moody you never know what He's going to do. That's so far from the truth. He is pure goodness with a never changing character.
然而呢，这世上的这个黑暗的这个邪恶势力呢，却不断的想要让我们来扭曲这样子的这个观念，让我们认为我们的上帝呢，他是这么的情绪化，随着他自己的这个性质呢，而让我们这些追随他的人不知他的意念为何。事实上到目前为止呢，这些事实呢，只能让我们却是让我们再次的证明这个上帝呢，他是那位纯正美善而且永远不改变的。
I hope that everyone realizes this. When you were given your salvation, when you received that, you were called to be a vessel of God's work. That brings us to the next fact.
当我们这个一初接受这个救恩的时候呢，我们常常会被称为我们成为神的这个器皿。这样子的意念呢，就接下来带到我们第三个事实。
Fact 3 is that as a child of God, He is working in you for His purposes.
第三个这个事实呢， 是作为神的儿女呢，上帝要在我们身上成就他美好的旨意。
Now let me speak to this ideal of being a child of God. I know it's common in today's religious culture to say, oh, we're all a child of God. But that does not match up with the Word of God. John 1:12-13.
让我来把上面的这句话其中的一部分来和大家来说明一下，那就是成为上帝的儿女这件事情。我晓得一般人呢这个今天甚至今天的这个宗教的这个文化里面呢，我们把这句话也讲说成我们每一个人都是上帝的儿女，但是呢这并不是上帝启示的这个真理所说的，就像在约翰福音1:12-13这么说到。
So, John 1:12-13. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God.
约翰福音1:12-13这么说道，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
The Bible is also clear that all who are God's children through Christ have been given the Holy Spirit. That's a permanent thing.The fact is that God is at work within us through His Holy Spirit.
这圣经同时非常的清楚地讲到，成为上帝的儿女他是给他们圣灵当作这个永久的这个印记。这个事实呢也就是上帝一直不断地持续借着这个圣灵在我们身上来动工的。
Now that brings up a question.Is it a fact that we always realize that's happening? No, that isn't a fact. Nevertheless, if we simply abide in Jesus, it will happen, as he tells us himself in John 15:5.
这带出了一个问题，就是说，那我们是不是就因此能够知道所发生事情的真相呢？但是事实上并不是这样子的，在我们必须要常常在耶稣基督里面，我们才会明白他神的这个心意。就像在约翰福音15:5这么说到
，John 15:5, Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit.For apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音15:5这么说道，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Notice Jesus says you will bear fruit, but that doesn't mean that this verse is passive. It says the power is there from God, but we have to stay plugged in to see his purposes brought in our life.
我们要注意到耶稣讲说我们将会结出这个果子。这并不是讲我们是完全是处在被动的这个状态之下，而是讲说这个从上帝而来的这个力量呢，在我们里面呢，一旦我们和这个主耶稣基督连上了之后呢，那我们就能够在我们的生命当中活出神的这个心意出来。
Mankind has no power of their own to work these things out. They have no natural to come, it's not natural to come to Christ or to have Him reign over them. Wherever there are any such inclinations or desires, they are put there in men and women by God in the form of a new heart.
人呢是没有办法靠着自己的力量来结出美好的果子，因为我们的本性呢，我们是不愿意靠近这个 基督的，而且我们也不愿意让他来掌管我们。那虽然我们有时候我们会想让耶稣会想这么做，但是呢，如果没有靠着这个耶稣基督呢，我们是没有办法让上帝把一个新的这个心呢放在我们心里面。
Now note, I didn't say that mankind has no desire to do good, which is good in his own eyes, by their own will, and for their own glory. That's not the spiritual good we're talking about. That's just the definition of humanism, which is against God.
希望大家能够注意到呢，当我并不是讲说我人类都没有这个要做好事的这个欲望。而且但是这个做好这个所谓的这个好事呢，也不过是在我们自己的眼中，凭着我们自己的意念，而且是为了我们自己的好处来做的。这跟这个我们在这里所讲的这个灵里头的这个好美善呢是完全不一样的。这也是为什么我们讲到说这个人的这个定义呢经常是和上帝是相违背的。
So many Christians can say, especially as we grow in Christ, what a pleasure it is for us to do his will and be his servant for his glory. That's not what the world says, though.
很多的基督徒会讲说呢，特别是在成长中的在耶稣基督里成长中的这个基督徒呢，我们会讲说能够侍奉神认知这个上帝他在我们里面所做的功是一件喜乐的这个事情呢但是保罗呢他在十三节这边提醒我们说，更重要的是我们了解到神他乐意成就在我们身上成就的事情是令他喜悦的。
Yeah, I should add to that in verse 13. It's not that it's for our own pleasure. It's actually for His pleasure that we do that.
Yeah, 这是为了神的这个荣耀，而不是为了我们自己的。
So does this affect God's church here on earth? That should bring us to our next fact.
所以这样子这个怎么这样子的事怎么影响到我们在这个地上的这个神的教会呢？这就带出了我们接下来的另一个事实。
So, fact four is that you are part of the family of God. And you have complete unity with others in that same family for the purpose of being a shining light in the world.
第四个事实呢，就是讲说，当我们成为神家中的一份子的时候呢，上帝已经把我们融成一体，而且让我们在神的这个照亮这个。让我们成为神在这个世界照亮这个世界的目的的家庭里头的一部分。
So again, here's some incorrect thinking that we have to work for our unity. That's not what the Bible says. If you look in Ephesians 4:3-6,
这里又再一次的带出了一个错误的这个观点，就是我们凭着我们自己呢，靠着我们的努力呢。来合一，但是事实上呢，这并不是圣经里所讲的。就像在以弗所书四章三到六节这么说到
：Ephesians 4:3-6, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body, one Spirit, just as you've been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith.One baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all.
在以弗所书四章三到六节这么讲到说啊，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
No, you can see it, say you may have to work to guard it, and this should be done readily, freely, cheerfully, heartfully, without complaining and arguing.
不是的，你可以看到，在这里，你好像我们必须要努力才能保住的这些，但是事实上呢我们知道我们在主里面呢，我们可以完全的这个完全的这个should be done， 我们可以做到同样的事情用非常释放的、非常欣然的，而且是从由衷而生的这个心态，而且不带有任何的这个争论和这个抱怨，而能得到这样子的喜乐。
Let me add something here. So I'm not saying that you are arguing within this congregation. Okay, but what I am saying is that we should look at the worldwide church as this. You were adopted into God's family with Jesus as the head to shine brightly in a dark world. Now, the sad story is because of these arguments in the body of Christ, the world is having more of an effect on the church than the church is having on the world.
在这里我并不是讲说我们教会里面会有这样子的这个纷争，那我们认主耶稣基督是我们这个认这个在这个上帝的这个家庭里面，我们认主耶稣基督他是头，他是在这个黑暗的这个世界里面的这个亮光。但是呢当我们在基督的这个身体里头，我们如果仍然是会有一些这个胡搅蛮缠或者喜好争论的人呢，让我们把这个教会，把这个在世上的这个教会呢带进了一个不好的影响的一个地步。
We're called as a worldwide unified church to shine as lights in the world, especially since Christians then and now live in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. For this, Paul wants the church to work together to rid themselves of these divisions, this disunity.
不是的，我们现在称这个世上这个合一的这个教会呢，是因为我们基督徒呢在这个世，特别是让我重来一遍当我们被称为一个这个一个合一的这个教会里面，我们应该是在这个世上来闪亮出这个基督耶稣的光，因为我们基督徒呢，我们是活在一个弯曲悖谬的这个时代里面。因为保罗他愿意这个教会呢把这些分裂和这个兄弟泥墙的事情呢来从教会里面来除去的。
Paul's talking about a world full of crooked and perverse people. That was appropriate then, and it's very appropriate now. God's natural design is being twisted and perverted.
保罗在这里用讲到说，在那个时候这个分裂和这个悖谬的这个这些人们，同这些用词呢， 同样也是适用于现代我们生活在这个黑暗的这个时代里面。上帝他的这个他的这个设计呢，已经被我们完全的来扭曲跟这个弯曲了。
Some say, and maybe even some translations say, we're to be like shining stars, but I don't really think of that as the right metaphor. We don't generate our own light. I think we're to be a bright full moon that is reflecting the light of the sun, S-O-N.
我们或许有些这个翻译呢会讲成说，我们是应该要成为那个闪亮的星星，但是我认为这样的这个比喻呢是不正确的，因为我们不像星星，我们自己能够发光。我想呢，我们应该是像一个满月的一个这个月亮一样，反射出这个太阳的这个耶稣基督的光。
So what it means to shine is not wearing crystals around your neck that make you look good, but rather reflecting Jesus and His ways.
换句话说呢，我们就好像我们并不是在我们的脖子上挂上那些极闪亮的这个珍珠，来让我们自己看的这个非常的美好，而是呢我们像这个满月一样呢，来反射耶稣和他作为的光。
We have to remember, though, as far as God is concerned, we Christians today are the lights of the world. Now, but we were once in darkness ourselves.
从神的这个眼光来讲呢，我们今天呢就是这个世上的光，但是我们从前呢却是在黑暗里头了。
So when Paul says live clean and innocent life, he's not saying that we have to live perfect lives, but as he encouraged Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12b.
当保罗讲我们要这个我们的生活要干净和这个纯净的时候的生活呢，并不是讲我们的这个我们能够活出完美的这个生活出来，而是讲就像他在勉励提摩太，在提摩太前书4:12那边所讲的那些的意念。
1 Timothy 4:12b, be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity.
你总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
We also have to remember, though, as far as God is concerned, that we are the moon shining in a bright, clear sky. We're to shine the gospel light in a world that has been darkened by sin. So be unified around the gospel. When you have unity in the church, the world will see the brightness and beauty of our Savior.
就像月亮反射出在一个晴朗的天空里头反射出太阳的这个光的时候，我们也同样的在这个黑暗的这个被这个罪恶所黑暗的这个世界里头呢，那我们要反射出这个福音的真光出来。这样子在借着这个福音，我们融合在我们合而为一，我们也当我们在这个当我们在教会里面也能合而为一的时候，这世界上的人就能看见我们救主的这个光和他的美善。
On the other hand, the world is trying to teach everyone to be a victim of life, therefore a complainer about something at all times. Don't fall for that. We are created and blessed to have a wonderful relationship with our Creator and to walk with Him as we've been forgiven of our sins and reborn.
现代的这个世界呢，现代的这个世界呢，却一直不断的在教导我们，让我们以为我们自己 是生命中的这个是受害者，因此呢，我们可以不断的来抱怨，不断的可以来指责别人，但是我们不要掉进这样子的陷阱。我们是被造，而且受神的祝福来和神有完美的这个关系，而且我们一起和这个神同行，来表现出我们的这个罪已经被赦免，而且我们是新造的人。
And I'll say this again. To reach others, we may have to go outside our local congregation and perhaps unite with other congregations. Again, this is about the worldwide church, all nations.
当然，当我们要和别人要接触到别人的时候，我们就必须要走出我们这个这个舒服的这个现代的这个方式。那然后呢，我们甚至可能和其他这个不同区域的这个信徒呢，那会有连接的。
So again, you also need God's continual gift of wisdom, strength, and guidance to know the best way to influence people for His greater purposes. This takes us to our final fact for the day.
我们同时呢，要知道，我们需要从神，有从神不断的从神而来的这个智慧、力量和这个指引，才能让我们呢能够在拥有不断的这个视角上面呢，能够影响我们周遭其他的人。这就带领了我们进入了接下来这个最后一个事实。
So fact five is, as the family of Christ, we do have the word of life, which gives us joy and confident hope.
第五个事实呢，就是在基督里的这个成员呢，我们是有这个生命之道的，这生命之道能够给我们欢乐和信心的盼望。
So not just, again, not just passively, we need to hold on to it firmly. How else does a person know any more what is right or wrong? We must hold fast to the word of life. The word of life.
再一次呢，这并不是告诉我们我们是处于被动的这个状态。相反的呢，我们必须要紧紧的抓住这生命之道，这真理。
To shine the brightest, we hold on to the word of life. Now verses 16 through 18, could be talking about the life of Christ as the essential living word and God's revealed word, the Bible handed down by the apostles.
在16到18节这边呢，告诉我们，我们必须要坚守的这个基督的这个生命和这个神的这个话语，这样子呢我们才能像这个和同时呢，我们也要坚守的这个神借着这个使徒们呢所传讲的这些神的这个圣经里头的这个话语，这样子呢我们才能够活出神的生命出来。
So there's kind of five ways that we get God's word in our life. One of them is by hearing. This is what we do each week as you come here. You hear from God's word.
那为能够得到这个神的这个五个生命之道呢？那这也是我们每个礼拜天来到教会当中的一个目的。
But for those believers living out their salvation and having that relationship with God in their personal life, they need to read the Bible for themselves.
但是对成长中的这个信徒呢，特别是那些还不在救赎之内的人呢，他们更 需要有和神的这个关系和解，而且有他们自己的这个时间来从这个圣经上面来了解神。
And number three, which really goes a little deeper, is to study the Bible.
接下来呢，有一个很重要的一个话题，就是我们要勤读神的话语。
Number four can be memorizing verses on particular topics.
Pardon?
Number four can be to memorize the Bible verses on particular topics.
Yeah, 第四个呢，那我们是要花功夫去牢牢记住神的这个特别是在某些这个某些论点上面的这个神的话语。
My wife Pat is very good at this. There are many times we face temptations or need to make quick decisions, but we won't have the Bible maybe at those times.
Pat 呢，他对这个神的话语，这个牢记神的话语，他有非常大的这个恩赐。常常呢，的时候呢，我们面对一些试探。或者需要做一些很快的决定的时候呢，但是我们身边不总是有这个圣经在手边的。
So we need to hear the Bible, read the Bible, study the Bible, memorize the Bible, and finally, probably the most important is we need to meditate on the Bible.
那对神的话语，我们除了要去勤读，要能够牢记。What is the other two?
Well, I said four.
Yeah.
I said, okay, to read.
读，就要勤读神的什么？
To hear, to read, to study, to memorize. That's four. And the fifth one is to meditate on that.
就是我们除了要读要花时间研读神的话语之外，那我们也要牢记神的这个话语，那我们也要有能够有一起来研究神的话语，这四样之外呢，那我们另外一样呢，我们要做的就是，我们也要试着去默想神的话语。
So let me finish here with saying the idea is that Paul wants all those in the Philippian church and I think us to share his joy.
我想最后呢，保罗在这里他希望腓立比教会呢。能够做到他所说的那些之外呢，那同时我想呢，我们所有的这个信徒呢，也都应该能够来分享同样的喜悦。
And isn't that what we want? Don't we want our neighbors, our friends, our family, all of those, even those that appear wicked, to have that same joy? God can change anyone.Into his new creation.
这不正是我们所希望的吗？我们不是希望我们的邻居、我们的家人和我每一个人所每一个所见到的这个人呢？他们都甚至他们可能看起来都很凶恶，但是都能够来成为神的这个家中的一员。记住神他能够改变任何一个人呢？让他们成为一个新造的人。
Let's skip to 84. Go to 84. So, given these five facts, we have so much to rejoice in, as the world sees our joy in the gospel of Christ as lights in the world. We see the kingdom grow.
对于以上的五个这个事实呢，我们可以非常这个喜悦的来去为此来欢呼喜乐，因为这个世上呢这个因为这个世上呢可以看到我们基督徒呢在耶稣基督里面呢 成为这个世界的光。
And let me just say a word about the gospel of Christ. It's very simple. He died on the cross as the perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of all of our sins. He was resurrected to give us the free gift of eternal life. And he does that as you place your faith in him. That's a fact.
福音简单的来讲呢，也就是神借着这个赦免了我们的罪呢，让我们能够靠着耶稣基督呢Would you repeat the last one?
The last part, I think I said he was resurrected to give you the free gift of eternal life as you place your faith in him.
就是我们借着主耶稣基督的复活呢，那我们因着信靠他呢，我们可以得到永生。
I pulled this last one out and I didn't give it to him last night, so he's having to translate on the fly here, you know. But again, we want to realize what the simple gospel is, okay? And that's the light that is to shine in us and to the world.
简单的来讲呢，这个福音呢，也就是希望能够借着我们这个基督徒呢，能把这个主耶稣的光呢，能够向这世界来照亮。
Let's close together in prayer.
让我们用祷告来做结束。
Father, I fear that sometimes, we make the gospel too difficult for some people to understand. It's not about the work that we do. It's not about how good we are. It's just the opposite. It's the fact that we aren't good. Only you are good. Only you can save us and give us salvation. And that's what you do, and then you continue to complete what you started by working in our lives. So we thank you for that, Father. It's such a blessing. Help us to be more and more lights in the world, to share this with people, to shine the light on Jesus, and let Him reflect His goodness in our lives.
Amen.
We give you the thanks for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.